sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. Getting pretty close to Christmas here, and I hope you have your family around you, and you have a great one. Just want to give you a little heads up. The information I got in today from the Gun Owners of America is that if the American people got a knife in the back yesterday, as Senator Chuck Schumer outsmarted his congressional opposition into agreeing on a so-called compromise on H.R. 2640, a bill which now goes to the president's desk. The bill is known as the Veterans Disarmament Act by to its opponents. It's being praised by the National Rifle Association and the Brady Campaign. Talk about a weird mixture. The Brady Bunch crowed victory. U.S. Congress strengthens Brady background check system. And the NR stated that the last-minute changes to the McCarthy bill made a good bill even better, and that the end product is a win for American gun owners. But Gun Owners of America has issued public statements against this legislation. The core of the bill's problems is Section 101C, which makes you a prohibited person on the basis of a medical finding of disability, so long as a veteran has had an opportunity for some sort of hearing before some sort of lawful authority other than a court. Presumably this lawful authority could even be the psychiatrist himself. Not unlike with an accused murderer, the hearing doesn't have to occur. The lawful authority doesn't have to be unbiased. The veteran is not necessarily entitled to an attorney, much less an attorney financed by the government. And Proponents say the Veteran Disarmament Act creates new avenues for prohibited persons to seek restoration of their gun rights. Yeah, that's kind of like being an ex-con and going to the BATF and saying, I want to get my rights to a firearm restored. And they say, oh, sorry, that department has not been funded again. Oh, well. You knew it was coming. Remember, anytime you have a communist regime, they go after three classes of people in order. The first is the farmers, because they don't want you being able to feed yourself. The second is the intelligentsia. That means anyone that's smart enough to know what the heck they're trying to pull. And three, like the cover of the last Free American, Nacho Ramos and Ignacio Campion, the Border Patrol agents that were put in prison for doing their job. And, of course, now they're going after the veterans because they simply...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're back, and I want to get right on to my guest, Paula Reinhardt. Hello, Paula. How are you?
Fine. Good to be with you.
Beg your pardon?
It's good to be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you, my dear. I have to apologize a little bit because my friends over there that do your booking for you,
mm-hmm.
They sent me your name and the name of your book, which is, I believe, Better Than My Dreams. Is that correct?
That's right.
But they didn't give me a lot of background on you, so I'm just kind of going from the feel here. Tell me about your book. What is the nature of it, and what made you write it?
Well, my book, Better Than My Dreams... is really a book about hope and expectation and how to deal with the disappointments of life in such a way that it allows you to really realize the richness and the meaning to the message that Christ brought. And what motivated me to write Better Than My Dreams was going through a significant period of disillusionment myself. And then realizing as I kind of rode that out that God was using that to take me into something where I realized how much there really was in the gospel that I think I had just accepted in a kind of mental, intellectual way without experiencing it. So I began to see the disappointment as kind of an avenue that took me somewhere. And that's what motivated me to write the book.
You're a Christian, I take it.
Right. Yes, correct.
The guest following you on the second half of my show will be talking about Jesus and culturally correct. He's talking about Jesus versus the biblical Christ. I've delved into that in a number of shows and a number of ways, and so always stirred up controversy, but then I seem to be rather talented at that. What stirred up the controversy was whether or not we actually follow the teachings of Jesus, or if we're following more the teachings of the Pharisee Saul, which my guest that I had on referred to as the Pauline Christianity, the writings of the Apostle Paul. You know, be a good slave, don't rebel against your masters. Tell me about your faith here, and how this is how that's motivated you to write this book.
Well, I became a Christian in the height of the 60s, really, just a few weeks before I left for a university experience, and so my faith was really shaped by a period in time in which you made stark choices, and they were very, very real. They shaped your life. So it was not an anemic sort of Christianity, I guess, that I was introduced to. And I guess you'd say, well, what is it the old-timers used to say, that coming to know Jesus is being seized by the power of a great affection? And that certainly describes what has marked my life through these years, just simply not being able to find anything that was more real, more true, and more real life than Christ. Or as someone once said, you know, you can't find the back door out of this. It's like being vaccinated in some way, shape, or form. But really, in the book that I've written, I've explored topics that I think are just kind of missing out there on the Christian scene. What it means to rely on the sovereignty of God, or to experience the empathy of Christ. I think these are the kind of things, in terms of people's actual day-to-day faith walk, that are not being talked about in a way that introduces people to the real vigor that is there. So that's kind of where I have come from, and what's motivated me to write this book.
Do you feel that you've had a personal experience with Christ or with Jesus? You know, I've talked to a lot of preachers and a lot of people in my 10-year history of broadcasting. And many of the churches, I'm not very impressed with the churches. It seems to me that the religions are organized religions really miss out on what I believe Jesus was trying to teach us. I kind of look at Jesus differently. I see him as one of the first rebels out there. Mm-hmm. That solved the problem that we have today. How do you fight evil without becoming evil? But mm-hmm. I look at things a little differently. I mean, I started this when my whole career, pretty much when the federal government raided and killed 100 people at Waco.
Mm.
So I'm interested in your experience here. Did you get this information from churches or incidents in your own life? I mean, I've had preachers say, "Why don't we ever see you in church?" I said, "Well, does God talk to you? Do you talk to God? Does He tell you what to say to your flock?" Oh, yes. Well, me too. But your experience. Tell me about that.
Well, certainly my experience of Christ has been shaped by the body of Christ. But my own personal experience is, you know, shaped largely by sitting down with the scriptures day to day and asking God to reveal himself to me through that, and he is faithful to do that. I think that certainly God has brought people into my life that have challenged me and rebuked me in good ways, and loved me, encouraged me, and that has helped me along. That has also been part of experiencing Christ. But it, as I say, you know, to meet Christ at the end of the 60s is to meet a perhaps what you would say a more radical form of Christ, is to meet him in a place where he really insists upon leaving the life I had before and stepping out and actually following him into a life I did not then have. I think this day and time it's a little bit more like Jesus just coming alongside somebody's life and blessing where they are, kind of like a heavenly companion, you know, through it all. But in reality, I think the Christ of the Gospels demands and insists a lot more of us than what we see out there, you know, this day and time. That's certainly the Christ that I met and that I have come to know through these years. So, you know, yes, indeed, my relationship with Christ is intimate and personal, but it is also shaped by other people and the body of Christ in my midst.
You know, when you say relationship, I mean, I have a picture of a, you know, if I'm having a relationship with somebody, it's somebody I can sit down on the edge of the bed with or on the sofa and hold hands with and talk to and look in their eyes. And I really haven't talked to anybody that had that kind of relationship with Christ except for one lady. She wrote a book about it. And everybody's just kind of blew off the book and her as a, you know, as a some kind of kook, and she was trying to tell people that Jesus is love, and I can buy that more than some of the preachers' versions of it. But you, what you know, is this when you talk about a relationship with Christ, what are you talking about, really?
Well, when I talk about a relationship with Christ, I mean bringing the real stuff and the messy stuff of my life to God in a way that you and I would think of as prayer, and realizing that he is not put off by that, not waiting for me to try to clean it up, but actually present with me in the middle of the mess, which is something that I've written about in Better Than My Dreams. I think it's something that makes the gospel so much richer than what we give it credit for. But I find I'm also a counselor or a therapist. I spend about a few days a week talking with people about their lives and where God figures into all of that. And I find that most people relate to God a little bit like their distant or removed or angry father, you know, where they project all of that onto God, and then when they sit down and talk to him, they really, in their heart of hearts, don't believe that he's actually there.
I've had people ask me, are you a God-fearing man? And my answer has been pretty standard. Why should I fear my father? Got to take a break. We'll open up the phone lines. If you want to call in, that number is 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in and talk to my guest.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right. We're back, and I'm talking with Paula Reinhart. The name of her book is Better Than My Dreams. And does this book, are you covering a certain point in your life, a turning point in your life, or what, Paula?
I am covering a rite of passage, I would say, that I find in many people's lives. When you discover that really the picture or the image in the back of your mind of the life you thought God was going to give you in some way, shape, or form doesn't turn out to look that way. And I think it is a universal rite of passage for most people. Sometimes women are more aware of that than men. And the book is really about finding that rite of passage as the invitation to an actual relationship or journey with God, where you realize that He is the one writing the story and not you. I think it is a critical turning point in a person's life and can take them incredible places if they recognize it and don't miss it along the way. So that's really what this book is about, and it's a very personal, intimate, engaging book. It follows a book I wrote a few years ago, which has been very well received, called Strong Women, Soft Hearts, and this book is something of a sequel to that. It really helps women especially, I think, come to integrate their inner life with their faith and their actual day-to-day experience?
I have to tell you, I've had a number of tragedies over the last couple of years, 3 years. Part of it simply due to my work and the kind of stories that I tell about government and world affairs, which puts me at risk. So people have tried to kill me. But that is, I consider myself a warrior and always have been. So that doesn't really bother me or upset me. But my relationship with women has upset me and does depress me over the last 3 years since an attempt on my life. And a lot of these women are some of these women have been very religious in nature and talked about God, talked about Christianity, but I simply haven't found that quality in them. So there's people out there that use a religion and talk about it, but don't really practice it because I simply couldn't find the love in them to be able to return that, an opinion.
Well, I know that is sadly true. It does sound like you've had some really rough experiences. I guess Jesus was the first one to say not everyone who called him Lord really knew him as Lord or lived that way.
Well, he's, you know, to me, the teachings of Jesus, you know, are basic truths that people just, if they practice them, you know, we'd have a much better world here. But Jesus also warned about the preachers and the Pharisees that were talking religion, but not practicing it. Not practicing God's truths.
That's in every generation, isn't it? I mean, it's just always going to be among us.
The one of the last relationships I was in, my wife talked about Jesus, talked about loving God, talked about the scriptures, but she kept walking away. She kept walking away from any kind of relationship, and I call that abandonment. And I frankly don't know and could never figure out a way to reach her, to be able to communicate with her. You're married, I take it.
Right, for about 34 years and have two grown children.
How does your faith help you with your husband? You've been together for a long time, so my congratulations for that.
Well, I tell you how I look at marriage. I mean, I look at marriage like there's really a third party present, and I think there's disappointment in every marriage I'm acquainted with. And I personally think that a marriage holds together when, you know, both parties can take their disappointment and actually go to God in it and discover that there is support and encouragement and stability in that source, and that God gives you some kind of new or different approach with the person that you're living with.
Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back. Our number here is 800-313-9443. My guest is Paula Reinhart, Better Than My Dreams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we're talking with Paula Reinhart. Paula, I'm just, I'm on the chat room, on Republic, and one of my listeners said, God said, or Jesus said, love God and love your neighbor too. And certainly a beautiful thought, but I live in a 2-house town. And I only have one neighbor, and she hates my guts, won't talk to me. Hadn't talked to me in about 8 years.
That would be, I guess you'll have to go a little further to find a neighbor.
I guess so. it's one of the drawbacks living in a 2-house town, not much of a labor pool or dating pool here.
I would think it might kind of skew the results of the women that you found.
Well, that might. I was married for 24 years until the government tried to kill me, or someone tried to kill me.
And how did that influence your marriage?
Yeah, it did. It did. I was hit on a motorcycle after George Bush told the NSA they could tap everybody's phones in America. I think mine was the first one they tapped. And so somebody was waiting for me and T-boned me, and I got to the hospital, and they said I fought them all the way. I didn't want to get on a stretcher. I didn't want to get in the ambulance. And once I got into the hospital, that's the last thing I remember for 3 months because they kept me so drugged up that I was pretty much in a drug-induced coma for 3 months. When I got into the fourth hospital, they took me off all the drugs, but the doctors had pretty much programmed my family to believe that I was injured so severely that I would never be right again. Don't let him drive. Don't let him do this. Don't let him do that. Get guardianship. You know, take his checking account away. Take this away. Take that away. And get long-term care for him. All of this for 3 broken ribs. And to this day, my ex-wife thinks that the doctors saved my life, and she just can't accept the fact that they really tried to kill me.
Well, that that is an experience, to be sure. How did you ever get your driver's license back? And
I never lost my driver's license. As soon as I got off all of the drugs, I was up and walking and talking. In 2 days, I was up and walking and talking. The only thing that was wrong with me was I had 3 broken ribs. I had no operations. I had no operations on my head. I might have had a bump on the head. I might have had a little bit of blood, you know, on my brain from the from hitting my head on a curb. But I took all the tests. They called it occupational therapy, and I did that for a while, and then I quit because it was senseless. There was nothing that I couldn't do. There was nothing I couldn't. And occupational therapy is actually going back and doing what I normally do, which is photography, writing, computer work. And I've been doing that ever since I got out of the fourth hospital.
Well, it sounds like you've made an amazing comeback.
Yeah, except as far as women are concerned, as far as my career, as far as my radio show, as far as you know, this wasn't a faith shaking event because frankly, the I think they tried to kill me 3 times or more in the hospital and in the accident itself.
And what did you feel like motivated them to try to kill you?
Well, it was the last issue of my magazine and the last film that I put out. I filmed the last Homeland Security meeting, named the film True Face of FEMA, and I had released that. Oh, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. Oh, Colonel, are you talking about National Guard? No, they're too expensive. Besides that, they're going to be in Iraq and Iran, Afghanistan, someplace like that. We need a cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. And I also had come out with the building number 7 on the cover of my magazine asking why did it fall? It wasn't hit by a plane. Why did it go down immediately after the 2 Twin Towers? And it was basically an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning. The owner bought the buildings for $500 million, insured them for several billion, and blew them up. And I don't think the government wanted people to know that. So, but the accident itself, a woman hit me broadsided, T-boned me. Hit me head-on with a borrowed car, never went to jail, and I walked away from it, pretty much. I mean, I had a bump on the head, I had 3 broken ribs, I had a broken clavicle, but God was obviously on my side because I didn't even have a broken leg. I've got pictures of the motorcycle I was on, and it's flattened. It's the roll bars on it are flattened. So God was protecting me. God was watching over me. And when a woman tried to give me an injection in the hospital, I refused to take it. She brought in 4 security guards to hold me down so she could give me this injection, and they were not able to do that. So my faith is stronger than ever. But my wife and my family, the doctors, my wife to this day thinks the doctors tried to save my life, and she's wrong. The doctors tried to kill me or tried to keep me unconscious so they could run the medical bills up to $750,000, and my magazine went down and my radio show went down, and I lost the support of my family.
Well, that is a that's a really hard experience to go through indeed. How have you made it back from that?
Well, I am convinced, and I've been convinced for 10 years that we're in a war. And time for America, I mean, we've got the tendency here to believe it can't happen here. I've talked a lot about the New World Order on this show, and I finally came to the conclusion that we'd been led down the wrong path, that there's no such thing as a New World Order. It's the Old World Order, and there's never been a time in history from the days of the Bible till now when it was easy to be free. We've always had to fight for our freedoms, to defend our freedoms, and to protect our families and our country and our neighborhoods and our world. And our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. And the Bible is about it. I mean, Jesus told you, you know, sell your cloak, buy a sword. He said, I didn't come here, to tell you to put down your arms. So, we've always been, people have asked me, well, Clay, do you think we're going to win? And my answer is not necessarily. But I don't think we're going to lose necessarily either, because what we are in and what we're fighting right now is the eternal battle of good against evil. And you have some warriors and you have some people that just succumb. You have people that lay down and sacrifice their life because they're afraid to fight, because they don't want to stand up for truth and justice. And I'm just not one of those people, so I won't lay down and die. And I'm a real hard person to kill. But, that's also, on the negative side, it's a lonely battle, because there's very few women out there that are willing to fight beside their men. You know, we all want an idyllic life. And God doesn't always give us that, because there's always people that want to put you down, that want to enslave you. You know, you could be walking down a street in London in 1600s, get hit over the head, and end up rowing a ship across the ocean. So it's never been easy to be free. And, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to find out, how your faith helps you. My faith helps me. It's not necessarily that I believe in the Catholic Church or the Muslim Church or the Jewish religion or any other of the organized religions. I think those are ways they control people. But I am interested in the faith of Jesus or in the strength of Jesus. And I don't think much has changed in 2,000 plus years. Money changers, Jesus ran out of the temple, in my opinion, are still with us. They just changed the name of the temple. They call it the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England now. But I'm dealing on broader issues. And what I wanted to achieve with you is to try to isolate, you know, your faith as a family, as a woman, as a wife. You know, how has your experiences? I mean, do you see any of the things that I'm talking about? I mean, when you open the newspaper and you read about a war in Iraq that we against a people that never did anything against us, they weren't invaders, they weren't threatening America, and yet our sons and daughters are over there fighting and killing over a million Iraqi people. But how does this? How do you see these kind of events in relationship to your faith?
Well, I'm as dismayed by the carnage as you are. I think when you open the Bible, you see that we, you know, there's no cause there to put much hope in this life, so to speak. The picture's not going to look right until Jesus returns. So I'm not surprised by it, or in a sense wringing my hands. I believe that was the phrase that Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars until he came. And that, you know, my hope is just simply not in this life. If it were, I would be in a state of despair.
So your faith is just pretty much limited to your immediate surroundings, your family, your husband, your children.
Well, my husband travels the globe, working with different countries to help them strengthen the leadership that is there, really in the body of Christ. So he kind of given his life to leadership development. Most of it is overseas. And so, you know, it's a bit of a sacrificial life on both our parts, and simply reflects the fact that we feel reality and truth is found in Christ and in his followers, however much failure there appears to be at various and sundry points. So, you know, that's kind of where our life goes.
Now, your book, where is that available, and how can do you have a website or anything with any information on that?
The book is available at Amazon, through Amazon.com, or at major bookstores, major Christian bookstores, and my website is very simply paulareinhart.com, and that is R-I-N-E-H-A-R-T.
Okay. And the book sells for?
It sells for $14.99.
All right. Well, Paula, listen, I've got a little bit of business that I've got to take care of on here, and I want to thank you for being on with me.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right, dear. Thank you very much. Now, folks, if you want to talk to me, you can call in at 800-313-9443. If you want to, if you've gone to the website and you've seen the Free American Magazine, the current issue, and we've also got up there the cover of the next issue, it'll have a lot of the information about this this whole Gun Owners of America, this North American Union, and the this story I want to share with you. The go find this here. This Lessons from New Zealand. The stories are by Morris P. McTeague about the governments here. And McTeague says, what we're seeing around the world at the moment is what I would call a silent revolution, reflected in a change of how people view government accountability. The old idea of accountability simply held that government should spend money in accordance with appropriations, the new accountability is based on asking, what do we get in public benefits as a result of the expenditure of money? This is a question that has been asked, always been asked in business, but that has not been the norm for governments, and those governments today are struggling valiantly with this question, are showing quite extraordinary results. And this was certainly the basis of successful reforms in New Zealand, where McTeague is from. He said, New Zealand's per capita income in the period prior to the 1950s was right around number three in the world, behind the United States and Canada. But in 1984, its per capita income had sunk to 27th in the world, alongside Portugal and Turkey. Not only that, but our unemployment rate was 11.6%. We had had 23 successive years of deficits, sometimes ranging as high as 40% of GDP. Our debt had grown to 65% of GDP, and our credit ratings were continually being downgraded. Government spending was a full 44.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Back. I want to give you my phone number if you want to call in today and make a donation, get a subscription, or pick up some issues of the Free American, or pick up products or books or films. You can do that at 888-678-1444 or 877-423-3250. And we've got all of the regular phone numbers are still there. By the way, we will be changing from a 505 area code to a 575 here in New Mexico, southern part of New Mexico. But again, freeamerican.com is all of the information's available. All my numbers are available. And yeah, we've got one bad seed on our chat room, but everybody pretty much just ignores that one. And my next guest will be coming up in the second hour. His name is Daryl Bach, and we'll be talking about Jesus with Daryl. About being culturally correct or politically correct. Jesus versus the biblical Christ. That ought to be interesting. So stay tuned for that one. And if you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to the chat room at republicradio.org, republicbroadcasting.org. Up in the top left-hand corner, and join us in the chat room. And if you want to call in and talk to me or our guest, you can do that at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be doing the second hour. Talking about the our third hour, I guess, actually. We'll be talking about this situation in New Zealand. So, hang on. Hello. This is Clay Douglas. I'm doing a show right now. I'm on my Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, are they bringing money with them, Nick? Huh? All right. Now, what is it that they're coming here for? Okay. Hold on just a moment. Okay, folks, we'll be right back here on the Free American Show.
With